East Africa has felt the effects of climate change over recent years. There have been frequent prolonged droughts, erratic seasonal rains, and floods, all of which have put food security at risk. As a result, regional farmers have taken the initiative to begin innovative agricultural methods. Agricultural economist Patty Christensen says East African farmers are aware of the extremes of climate change, but the driving factor behind their innovations is to ensure there's enough to eat.
When you find out in a country like Kenya that a huge percentage of households are still struggling to feed their family from any source at all, from markets, from food aid, from their own farms, from any source, for several months a year, you have to say, oh my goodness. So what they're thinking about is, how am I going to get through this next season, this next month, maybe this next week, and feed my family? That's what they're thinking.
Christensen took part in a study by CGIAR's research program on climate change, agriculture, and food security.
I've been working with farmers across Africa for 25 years now, and they've always been making changes and trying different things and testing new approaches and switching what they do and trying new crops, for example, or new varieties.
A survey was done of East African farmers without specifically asking them how they're adapting to climate change.
We were asking about the whole range of what they're doing with their crops, with their livestock, with their soil management, with water management, with trees on farms. And basically the way all these households were asked the question was, tell us about the changes you've been making, and then tell us why you made those changes.
The survey found that more than half were using varieties of crops with shorter growth cycles, including drought-resistant crops. This helps farmers adapt to heat and water scarcity. Also, half the farmers planted trees to stop erosion and increase water and soil quality. The trees led to yields of coffee, tea, energy, and medicinal products. Also, 50% of the farmers used intercropping, or alternating different plants in the same plot.
So they might be doing it because markets are changing and because there's more people around and because there's more opportunities. They may be making these changes driven by prices, for example. What that means is they're still going to be in a better position to deal with a changing climate when it hits them.
Christensen says these farmers often take great risks in changing to crops they may have never grown before. She says that while farmers are using innovative techniques, they could still be using even more.
If you think about climate change in the sense that water is going to become more of an issue, increased variability and more frequent extreme events, we would like to see much more transformational changes in the sense that they start storing water, whereas very few of them are currently storing any kind of agricultural water. And they're not even storing household water.
What's more, the study recommends further soil enhancement through terracing, planting hedges, mulching, and the use of manure. Christensen says East African farmers are learning about new agricultural methods through programs provided over cell phones, radio, and TV. There's even a popular TV reality show in Kenya where experts choose a small farm and modernize it, similar to home remodeling shows in the United States and elsewhere. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.